is Ken Hilton. I'm with Red Wing Software, and that's based in Red Wing, Minnesota. I was going to stand behind the podium, but I didn't want to be the only guy that was different. I'm already the only guy here that doesn't have an accent, I think. You probably heard of Red Wing Shoe Company. They're based in Red Wing, Minnesota as well. And I was at a meeting the other day, and a guy asked me where I was from. I said, Red Wing, Minnesota. And I said, you probably heard of Red Wing Boots. And they said, no, but I was thinking Red Wing Software. So we were more well-known than I thought we were, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I'm the only guy that can't use the remote, too.
No, it's fine.
This one. Okay. This technology has always baffled me. Give you a little bit of history. Red Wing Software has been around since 1979, so that's longer than most people had computers. We're probably the oldest software company that's dealt primarily with agriculture. Our mission is to create the best management software experience. So that's not just writing software. That's also supporting software, listening to our customers, and giving them what they want. We've got over 17,000 customers worldwide. Most of them are in the U.S. and Canada. And we've got several nationally recognized cotton producers as part of our customer base. I'm not going to get into a lot of detail about software. We could spend several days doing that. I told them I'd keep this to 10 minutes. But I will ask a lot of questions. Should you scale back your cotton production and replace it with a corn crop? A lot of people are thinking that. A lot of things in magazines now. It's a hot topic right now. Do you have the information necessary to make those decisions? And this kind of piggybacks right on what Don was saying. You need this information if you're going to make good management decisions. And no, it's not always fun to keep track of. Like Don said, he likes to be out in the field, planting the crop, harvesting the crop, but you need to keep these records or you can farm it all away. Bottom line is, are you in control of the operation, or is the operation in control of you? Are you managing your farm? Are you managing your business? Lots of decisions to be made. Expand the cotton crop, scale back, add more grain storage, buy new equipment. You need information to be able to make smart business decisions. And the smart business decision isn't necessarily buy equipment at the end of the year to avoid paying taxes. That doesn't necessarily make you money. It might save you some taxes. I was talking to a guy on the airplane on the way down here, and he says, I don't really mind paying taxes. I consider it my rent for living in this country. And I thought that was pretty profound, and I'm going to steal that from him and use it a lot, probably. So paying taxes isn't a bad thing. Making business decisions to delay or avoid paying taxes is not a smart thing to do. You have the right tools to get the answers you need. You need to keep track of the cost of production by acre, by pound, by bushel, by whatever unit of measure. I was talking to a guy in the trade show floor early this afternoon. He had cattle. You need to keep track of by head, by number of pounds, by hundredweight of milk, and whatever the operation is, you need to keep records at that kind of level. You need to analyze profit centers, farms, and fields separately. So like Don was mentioning, is this farm making you money? Is this field making you money? How does it compare to the next field? You should be able to use cotton-specific chart of accounts. You shouldn't have to live with just whatever the canned software company gave you as a specific chart of accounts. You need to be able to do cash accounting and accrual accounting. You have to have cash records. Most people are filing a Schedule F tax return in their farming operation. That's a cash tax return. In order to make good business decisions, you need accrual accounting. You need to be good double-entry records. And you need to enter the most relevant data for in-depth analysis. Paul was saying earlier that record keeping is a chore. And one of the things we tell people, especially if they're just getting started, if they're new to a system, only keep the amount of information that you're keeping before you start up that new system. So if you're not keeping a real detailed set of records, don't try to set a system up to keep a real detailed set of records. The system will expand as you gain more knowledge and can keep that information. But the fear that, or one of the things that I see happening, people will, they'll read the documentation of the new software. So they buy a new accounting package. They read the documentation cover to cover. I'm not that guy, but some people are. They get to the end and they see all the fancy analysis you can do and they say, yeah, I want to do that. So they start back at the beginning setting their system up to keep all of this detail. Then they start keeping records and find out they don't have the level of detail that it takes to get that analysis back out. So start simple and grow into that. But keep relevant data. Don't keep information that you're not going to do analysis on. If you have the right tools, you're going to be able to measure your production costs, increase efficiency, reduce costs, and make good business decisions. That's what we designed our software for. That's what we designed it for in 1979. We said, what do we want to get out of the system? And then we backed into the information we had to keep track of to be able to get that analysis out of the system. This is kind of an example of a little bit of a screenshot. This is just a partial screen here so you can see it a little bit better. Don't get hung up on the numbers. This is just sample data. But this is the kind of information you can get out by acre, by pound, by bale, whatever unit of measure you're keeping track of. Do you have the right tools to get the answers you need? If you have the right tools, you'll be able to project future cash flow better. That's always a good thing. If you're in a situation that you're borrowing money, the bank wants to know that you can pay it back. In fact, I've had customers tell me that when they take their records into the bank and they have this kind of detail, the bank looks at them and says, you know, you're keeping better records, you're in control of your business, and I've had producers tell me that they've actually got better interest rates because of the records that they're keeping. They've got control of the operation. You can prepare better business strategies and, again, take control of the operation. More than just cash flows and business strategies, again, you can keep track of things by profit center, production center, different fields, groups of fields, and so on. This is an example of the kinds of detail you can keep track of in a system. We've got this particular one is a production center, so this one happens to be corn. Production center of corn, it's on a Jeffers field. It's a 2007 crop. You can even keep track of a production series, so if you double crop, you might have the same year but two different crops. Keep track of, of course, the size, who the lease or owner is, the transaction production, calculated production, adjusted production, actual production. There's lots of different information you can keep track on each individual field or farm. What we try to do is get you to spend less time on your accounting and more time growing your business. We try to make data entry so it's easy. We enter, even though we're doing double entry accounting, you enter transactions once and it does both sides of the entry. So we do true double entry accrual accounting. We try to make the screens easy to use and understand. And they can be modified to suit your input needs. And even our menus are customizable. So what I've done, now let me go to the next slide. This kind of gives you an example of a data entry screen that we use. And a check looks like a check, so it's easy to enter. So up on this top part, you would enter check information. Down in the bottom part, you'd enter what that check was for. All of this stuff is customizable down here. So if you don't want to keep track of production center, if you don't have that level of detail, you don't even have to see that field on the screen. Same way with the menu structure over here. We've set up some quick lists. So only the things that you want to keep track of are on the list. And what I did is I even created, in my own personal records at home, I created a tab or a group that I call favorites. And everything that I use on a regular basis is in that favorites group. So I've got a deal here where, you know, even though this one says transactions and it has different transaction types, my favorites has expenses, income, accounts payable, even down to the balance sheet. So one click, I've got a current balance sheet. Makes it real easy to keep the records. And that's one of the downsides that people run into, in especially in financial record keeping, because other than the one guy I talked to, I thought I saw him in here earlier this morning, he had an accounting background, so he actually enjoyed this. But most people, it's kind of a necessary evil. You have to do it. You need the information. But in order to get the information out, you got to be diligent in putting the information in. Make better decisions with ag-specific tools. Some of the things that you can do with ag-specific software is financial statements that show book value, market value, modified cash, or tax value. You need all of that kind of information. You can analyze your records by operator, farm, field, and group. It's set up to do that. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops to make the software do that. Run reports by calendar year, fiscal year, production year. So you might want to see information on a calendar year basis. You know, think some of your tax information, for instance, payroll, is done on a calendar year, but maybe you're set up to run on a fiscal year, or you want to analyze a production year. And a production year can be more than 12 months. So you've already started buying inputs in 2007 for the 2008 crop, and you probably won't sell it all till 2009. But you want to analyze the 2008 crop. So you can start in October of 07 and go through July of 09 and get all of the 2008 information. So that's the kinds of things that you can do with ag-specific software that you may not be able to do with some of this off-the-shelf stuff. Another thing that we can do that's kind of unique to our particular system is multiple operators or multiple owners. Again, I was talking to a guy on the trade show floor. He's got, I think he said he had 9 entities that he keeps track of, 9 separate tax returns, partnerships, different corporations, and so on. But he wants to analyze it all together. Our system allows you to do that. You can have any number. It's almost unlimited. I think the limit is 4 billion. So if you have more than 4 billion operations, you probably have to go with different software. But you can keep track of all of those different entities and combine any of those entities into analysis. So if you need 2 of them, you can combine those and get a combined balance sheet, or all 9 of them, or run them separately for the tax returns. And I'm just going to finish with get started now. I'll bet I talked to 4 people already today in the first hour down in the trade show that said, I've been looking at this for a couple years. You know, I went to the session in 06, and I went to the session in 07, and I plan to go this afternoon. And I don't understand why he's waiting. And I'm sorry if you're in the room. But get started. That 2 years that he's waited already is information that's gone. You can't get it back. Financial information, you probably have it on a tax return somewhere. Production information, like Don's keeping track of, there's no way to get that back. That's 2 years of lost data if you don't get started. So Tim and I would love to sell you our software. But if you go with somebody else's software, do something. Get that information in there so you've got some historical analysis so you can make better management decisions later on. We've got some special things for the people that are attending the conference here. And Tim and I both agree that we would do this. We're running between 25 and a third off of the software if you buy it here and you get involved with one of the groups. And what we've done on the accounting side is we've taken our package that's normally $9.95, and we've cut it back to $6.95 for the people that are here. And I'm not a big fan of discounting things, and I'm sure you're not a big fan of discounting what you sell either. But we're doing this because of the effort that Cotton Incorporated has put forth in this thing over the last 8 years, and we're trying to get people started in the program. We've set up a couple web trainings for the people that buy here that will only include cotton producers. So what we'll do is we'll send out a phone number that you call in. We'll send out a web address that you click on, and we'll step you through the process of getting started. And there'll be other cotton producers on there, so you can take advantage of the questions that they may have as they're getting started. We've actually got a couple of those set up. We're going to limit those to 10 people each. If we need more than two, we'll set more up. And then I'll just finish with stop by the Red Wing Software booth. Tim and I will both be down there this afternoon and tomorrow. We've got software loaded up if you want to take a look at stuff. We're real easy to find. When you walk through the door, you'll run right into us. So we're real easy to find. And I'll pass it back over to you.
Thanks, Ken. We've still got about 20, 25 minutes for questions from the floor. If anyone has a question, please let us know. Raise your hand. Yes?
You having someone custom harvest your crop. She's going to have a yield monitor or something that way on his equipment to be able to do what we're doing here. Yeah. More and more, I'm not sure the cotton area, but more and more the grain harvesters, you're starting to see yield monitors on them. Now, whether they actually put the GPS receiver to do GPS records and all with them, some do, some don't. Some charge a little extra for that. But it's, you know.
So they collect the data for you now, and you take that and you can download that?
Sure. Mm-hmm. If you can get the data collected, yes.
No, I was going to get you to repeat the question occasionally.
Okay, any other questions?
Let me say one other thing. I didn't go into it. Wasn't sure how much time I was going to have on the presentation, but one of the strong features to me, particularly on the Easy Suite side of it, is the what if. You know, budgeting, looking at crop options. Easy Suites actually lets you go in and set up what they call a plan year. You can set up a crop year in the software, assign crops to the field, and farm it right there at the computer. You can say, well, I'm going to use traded seed here and use this chemical program. Well, I want to compare that to using non-traded seed with another chemical program. You know, what's the cost going to be? What's the comparison to it? You can sit there all day long and do all the what ifs you want to. And that, from a management standpoint, is something that has been sadly lacking in the past in agricultural software. Years like this year, it's especially valuable.
As a follow-up to that, if you do create a plan in Easy Suite, after you capture your actual field history records, we have a report that's a plan to actual comparison, and basically it's a variance report. It'll show you the variance in total dollars from your actual records to any one of the plans that you want to compare against, but it shows you what comprises the variance. Did you buy more, use more or less than you planned to use, or did you not control your cost and let the cost get away from you? So it's the payback, one of the paybacks for doing a plan and historical records is the ability to look and see how well you performed and where you need to just, you know, get a little more control over your business. So that's been a well-received report in Easy Suite.
Just one question I had for the gentleman here. When someone decides, makes a commitment, I guess, mentally to do this, what is that grower going to expect to need to have on hand or do in the first month or so in order to take full advantage of this? I mean, it's one they kind of commit to, but what's going to happen at first, a few weeks to a month of in deciding to do this?
Well, the first part's always the worst. Easy Suites, as far as, and I don't have any experience with the Red Wing, I can't speak for it, But Easy Suites is fairly simple compared to other packages that I've looked at as far as setting up. But you have to go in and you have to set up your fields, set up your lease arrangements. If they're shares, set the operator shares, this type of thing. And there's some work involved in doing that. But it's a whole lot less trouble when you get to the end of it than what you thought it was going to be going into it. But you do, you just got to set aside the time and sit down and do it.
Okay. I guess from the Easy Suite standpoint, I didn't show the user interface, but we have what we call resources, and those are the things that we really keep track of in a field operation. So one of the resources would be the fields where an operation is performed. So for setting up the program, you're going to have a list of your farms and fields. Another set of resources are the products that you either consume, either produce or consume. You know, your herbicides and your seeds that you're going to use in your record-keeping process, those would need to be set up, and that kind of turns into a pick list that you pick from. And then the crops that you produce. You can keep track of the machinery that you use, although that's more or less optional. We have some producers that really don't track their machine use at all, and then we have other customers like Don that do a very detailed job of capturing their machinery records and the amount of fuel that was used. So we got fields, products, machines. You build your little list of field operations that you want to record, you know, burn down application, chisel plow, those kinds of things. And once you have your resources set up, then it's just a matter of taking that information and perhaps writing it out to the memory card so that when you go to the field with your yield monitor, that all that information is there for you to pick from. Or it becomes pick lists available in the SiteMate program or Pocket Crops, or with, if you're going to do the manual entry within the program.
Ken, would you? Yeah, on the accounting side with Red Wing Software, we take you through a setup wizard that basically you describe your operation. And through that description of your operation, you tell it what commodities you grow, choose them from a list. If they happen to not be on the list, would be highly unusual. We create the chart of accounts for you that's customized for your operation. If you've got cotton and corn, you'll end up with all the accounts on your chart of accounts for cotton and corn. Again, we encourage people to start out simple. Don't make it very complex. You can actually get our software installed and write a check within about 10, 15 minutes, and then add detail from there. There's no problem in starting that simple. Most people don't start quite that simple. They'll go through, like Tim was saying, they'll start entering some liabilities, some personal things that would only belong in your operation, fields, farms, that kind of thing. But it's very easy to get started based on the wizards that we've put together.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to mention one thing before you go. If you're looking for more in-depth information or training of any kind, you can fill out the card that's on your chair on the way out, and we'll be sure to contact you contact you in the future about this program. Yes. The question is, what would be the ideal time of year to start this program, if there was such an ideal time?
Best time of year to start is the second week of January. How about the 10th if you'll be home tomorrow? I say that jokingly, but I really mean that. The best time to start is now. And if now is June, now is a good time to start. The longer you wait, the more data you lose. There's no problem in starting in the middle of the year with crop records or financial records. You may miss a little bit of information at the beginning, or a little detail. You won't necessarily miss the information, but you might lose a little detail on planting records or whatever at the beginning. But there's no reason to not start at any time of year. A lot of people think that the first of the year is the time to start. first of the year is a tax year. So, you know, it makes sense to start on a calendar year, but it's certainly not required. We've got a lot of customers that start, you know, any time of year. In our particular software at our company, agriculture is about 40% of what we do. The other 60%, about 10 more percent of that is agribusiness type things, and the other half is non-agricultural entities. And we've got people starting in those businesses any time of year as well. You might want to address issues that crop record keeping issues.
I guess from the crop record keeping standpoint, we've always maintained that if you can do this, the kind of setup information that needs to take place before you go to the field, capturing the data is just so much easier. So for most of us in agriculture, that my answer is kind of like Ken's. Now is a good time to start because we haven't hit spring yet. So for and I'll let Don answer the question from a producer standpoint. But I think now, you know, the Jan, Feb, March time frame is a good time to do the setup that's required in Easy Suite.
I would have to agree as far as starting before the crop year. Now, I grow wheat as one of my crops. My 2008 crop year started back in September with wheat planting, fertilizer, fertility going out ahead of wheat planting, that type of thing. But I strongly suggest you do your homework before you go to the field. Having the templates set up, having everything set up in the machine, there's nothing more aggravating than to go out there to plant and you go to hit that monitor and, hey, where are my fields at? They're not here. That type of thing. Winter time, you know, those cold days, sit in there and enter the fields, get it set up on the card, go stick the card in your monitor and see if they're there. If they're not, go back down, sit down and figure out why. I guess I should have raised my head a while ago when Ken was talking. I'm an accountant in my former life. That's life before farming. But I worked for a while as a cost accountant at a major corporation. So I'm used to the idea of tracking records that way. And from the farming standpoint of it, then I understand the need to have it set up before I go to the field. Because when I go to the field, I'm not parking that planter or that combine for anything. The record keeping better be there and better be set up and ready to go. My wife will tell you that I don't come home during planting season. I don't come home during harvest season. I stay there until the job's done. And I'm not going to let the record-keeping part of it get in the way of that. And that's the whole idea behind the system. I don't want the record-keeping to get in the way of the farming. The record-keeping is supposed to supplement the farming, not the other way around.
Okay. Any other questions? See, we have a little more time. Anything else we missed, gentlemen? I think we covered a pretty wide swath of information. I appreciate you all coming out today. Again, if they'll be here for a bit, if you have any questions, come up and ask them personally, or they'll be at the booth. Again, in my experience in the Precision Ag Institute, record keeping is an incredibly important exercise, and I hope you can all you're all moved enough to maybe take a look at this or some other program that helps you take best advantage of your records. Just one shameless plug for me: I do have some material on the Precision Ag Institute, and also as Precision Ag buyer's guides in the back. If you'd like any additional information on precision agriculture on your way out, thanks, and let's give these gentlemen a hand for their participation.